Good afternoon, beautiful listeners of Eagle FM. The time is exactly 32 minutes past 2, and you are tuning in to the Afternoon Breeze with me, Francina Pavo, joined by my colleagues, Ambusha, Francina, and Tuli. So, today I want us to talk about parenting, to dive in the whole concept of parenting. What is parenting? Yeah? What do you guys like if we have to be asked the definition of parenting? Ne? What it is? How can a person become a good parent to their kids? Ne? That's what we'll be discussing about today.
All right. A very good afternoon, Eagle FM listeners. Listening to the Afternoon Breeze, like Francina has said, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30. And today we'll be focusing on parenting, like just like what she said. And you know, every topic that we'll be discussing throughout this whole week or the weeks to come, you know, it's December and we're approaching January, mm-hmm. So this is a time where we're gonna focus on as we bring up a topic, it also be related to what's happening like presently, like now it's December. Parenting is also part of one of the things that, you know, is the kids are on holiday. Mm-hmm. So we have to obviously, spend some time with our kids. And, there's so many things that go on as they're in holiday, you know. Mm-hmm. So some will get a chance to now experience as a parent. Some, you know, not only your kids. Parenting is not about your only kids that you have gave birth to. But parenting is any child that you are left to be taken care of or that has come in your life, you know.
Yeah.
Whether it's your sibling, whether it's your sibling's kids, as long as it's a child that's brought into your life, no matter how you related are, That's parenting. Even as a teacher, you're also parenting, right? Mm-hmm. As you're at school, as you are busy, teaching the kids, obviously you have to interfere if they're doing something wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean because, you are not a mother or a father, it means you can't parent the child because you know that I'm not a mother or a father. I can only parent my own. No. It means you have to parent every child that comes into your life, whether it's related or unrelated to yourself.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we're going to touch about. Why is it important to parent our kids? What angles should we look at? What ways, and also the challenges. Mm-hmm. There are challenges. Yes, you know, there are some kids that are stubborn. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you don't get to raise the child from birth until whatever age they are, right? Yeah. Sometimes you find yourself a child once they turn a year, maybe you have dropped the child to the grandparents, or maybe someone brings you to a child to come to school and be staying with you. Mm-hmm. So you take off from where the parent has left off.
Sometimes the parent also.
So sometimes now the way the child was raised firstly or going to be raised secondly, it's different. Mm-hmm. Sometimes where they're being raised at first, maybe that parent was also struggling and now that child comes as stubborn as they are. And now you're also struggling to now, get this child into the right path. Mm-hmm. Then you try to also give up because you're like, what's the point? I'm trying this and this, but he or she is not listening. You know, so there are also challenges that come in that way. And then you sometimes now you want to blame like this parent fails to raise this child, but you don't know what is the cause root. What is the cause of this child's behavior like this? Sometimes you are wondering now of two, maybe this child is behaving like this because of A and B and C, you know, something that you can think of rather than start judging like this parent is not good at parenting, but you don't know what this parent was going through to raise this child. So there's so many things that happen in a parent's life in order to bring up the child. It's not an easy journey. Because even as we are grown now and you see a child doing a mistake in front of you and they keep on doing the same mistakes or doing different mistakes, you'll be like, this child has no respect. This child is what? You become so much stressed. You become so much, I forgot the term to use, but you are frustrated, you know, because you are trying, but there's no change. Yeah. And then when I find myself, trying to correct a child from home or something, and they keep on doing things over and over whereby you know that you have tried. Now I'm like, guys, our parents go through a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this person may be doing this, but as they grow up and they become matured enough, they'll also be seeing someone else doing something wrong and you'll be like, what's wrong? But I haven't told myself, I think maybe that's also how we were when we were young. Just at the time we were immature, we don't know what's happening, but now as you have grown, you'll see now what's here, what's right and wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So before we dive into it, Ne, I just want, some people don't really understand the concept. What is parenting? The meaning of parenting. I want us to give the whole definition of parenting. Ne? According to my research, what I researched, parenting is actually about nurturing and guiding kids to become capable adults. Ne? And giving a physical, emotional, and social and cognitive development to a child from infancy to adulthood. Ne? Not only your child, but every child. So some people will be like, now, as I am parenting this kid, do I need to be harsh? Do I need to beat? Or do I need to be soft? Ne? But I feel like harshness can come in different, like parenting comes in different ways. It depends what the kid did. You can't tell me the kid stole and you are talking to the kid softly. Isn't it?
Because adding to what you are saying right now, you're saying, giving an example of a parent, being lenient on the child because of something big they did. Sometimes as you are lenient to the person of what they have done, the child tomorrow will think like, she's soft, she's hot, she'll just say yes, so you continue doing the thing because you feel like the way you were approached or the way you were, you're disciplined about it, it was not in a way of making you tomorrow you have the fear of doing it. You won't have the fear because the way the parents handled it didn't handle it in a way of correcting the child. And then there's also another way of something is just some mistake that was just done, something small, but you haven't trying to what's that word? It's more of you are abusing the child. You know, there are some parents that they feel like this is the way they are disciplining the kids. You know, sometimes they try to use of the way back then, the way how parents used to raise kids back then. So they bring it to this prison. This is like corporal punishment at school and all this sort of things.
But now there's law.
There's no more of that, but. I don't know which year was that. I just forgot to find out about the year. But I think there's a year of these newly years whereby a child was chained at home. Chained to, I don't know if it's a tree. I'm not sure, but this child was chained.
Abuse.
That's obviously abuse. But some parents have that mentality of, I'm doing it the right way. The harshness of, you don't have to be that much of harsh. You know, sometimes there's just some things that you know that this is something that I don't need to be too much. And you know, when you are too much, when you become so harsh, you push away the child. You make the child more stubborn, you know, because they'll have that thing of, no, the way I'm being disciplined in this house, it's way too much. Or the picture that they take of how they are being disciplined in terms of what they did, they can use that. And some become stubborn. Some become like, I'm not gonna change because of what's happening to them. They're like, what's the point? Even if I try to improve, they are still, the punishment is still worse or it's still the same.
And some grow up to be traumatized.
Yes,
also.
They grow
and
up
then,
with that.
And then they'll and, just be like.
Yes. And even if you find that child going somewhere else and they're in a different home where it's a home where they are raised in a way of, they know how to raise a child. They will have that fear of, I mean, the child will have a fear of even touching something. Because even if you say, no, you are more than welcome, feel at home. You are being taken through of what you are able to do. Tomorrow the person comes home, the thing is not touched, the food is not touched. And then you'll be wondering, why haven't you eaten? Why haven't you done this? I don't mind. Just ask if you need something. But they have the fear of, if I ask, maybe my voice, he or she will raise their voice towards me because of what has happened and all that.
Okay. So basically what we are trying to say here is that harsh parenting is never the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But by then, there are those stubborn kids, ne? You beat. The kid doesn't listen. You take the kid to, sometimes you'll be like, now can I take this kid to the police? You just make it worse. Do you think being soft or polite toward that kid will actually change the kid?
It depends on how are they behaving? How are they doing this? Because sometimes, you being soft, I don't know how this is because I've never raised a child before. So it would be difficult for me to give you the accurate answer.
Okay.
But I've been raised in a house where there's kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even though they are not under my watch, obviously they're under my parents' watch and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing how my parents try to raise them, and also I myself, obviously I'll interfere here and there because I'm a whole adult and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we continue, I see there's an ad coming up. We are going for a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Attention, residents of Namibia's communal areas. This is a crucial announcement from the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform. Please listen carefully and share this message with your family members, neighbors, and friends. Stop the practice of buying and selling communal land. Why? Because communal land in Namibia is state land and cannot be sold in any manner. Engaging in any transactions related to its sale or purchase is strictly illegal. The Communal Land Reform Act, Act No. 5 of 2002, explicitly prohibits such activities. Consequences of illegal land transactions. Legal penalties. Violators may face fines and imprisonment. Community harmony disruption. Selling or buying communal land can lead to land disputes and tensions within our communities. What you need to know. Communal land belongs to all of us. It is a shared resource that should benefit everyone. Preserve our heritage. By respecting communal land, we honor our cultural legacy and protect our environment. Report illegal activities. If you suspect any illegal land transactions, please report them to the traditional authority, communal land board, or the ministry office nearest to your area. Let's work together to safeguard our communal land resources for future generations. The ministry will not be liable for any loss of land resources as a result of the illegal sale of communal land. Remember, communal land is precious. Let's keep it safe and secure for all. Thank you for your cooperation. The radio message is produced with financial support from the Government of the Republic of Namibia and the Federal Republic of Germany through the German Development Bank, KfW. For more information, please contact the ministry office nearest to your area or the public relations office of the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform at the following telephone number 061-208-7604. All official correspondence must be addressed to the Executive Director.
Well, welcome back. If you are just tuning in now, you are listening to Afternoon Breeze with me, Francina Pavo, and my co-host Tuli and my Mbushe Francina. So we are focusing on parenting. What is parenting? What are the challenges of parenting? And for my parents that actually want to help us with the topic and discussion, you can call us on 083-288-401. Please call us so we discuss and teach us also about parenting. So, what? Another thing that I actually wanted to talk about, ne? Are the challenges of parenting now. As a parent, you obviously face challenges, especially when you are not raising your own child. You can receive a lot of criticism even if you are trying to do your best. There is always something wrong with your parenting. Yeah?
But then one of the things you said, the challenges also now towards this parenting, the child themselves,
mm-hmm.
where they are coming from sometimes can be a problem. Because now, this child, you don't know how they were raised. Maybe some parents have failed some way, somehow, to discipline this child. And then when you try to correct this child, like, you're not my mother, you're not my father, you know? They'll be answering you such questions, giving you such answers. They'll be back chatting. They'll be saying so much awful words, and you now being answered like this will be like, what's the point? You know, you feel so bad, and that's why sometimes seeing a child out there in the streets or seeing a child out there, and you try to correct them in public or just somewhere, you find them doing something, doing a mistake or has done something wrong. And you'll be like, this child is not raised up well. But you don't know what happened, you know? You cannot be saying this child is not raised up well because you don't know how. Sometimes it's not because of the parents. It's the streets. It's the friends. It's the influences. Because some kids are being disciplined by the parents of stay away from these people. But they'll still proceed or they'll still continue to go hang around with these people. And as much as the parent is trying, some kids, they are very smart. They can be sneaking out. They can be playing their games here and here just for a parent not to find out or not to see what you are doing. So obviously they will try to, by all means, hide from you. And you don't think your child has changed. They have manners. They are no more the way they were, and you feel like you are on the right track. But not knowing that inside it's a whole holy child, but outside it's another thing. You know, now one day you hear something happened or something has been done and your child is involved, you'll be like, it's not my child. Not my child, because this is not how I raised my child.
Yeah.
But you don't know what happened. That's why sometimes it's always good to don't be praising about your child. You'll be like, ah, for me, I'm grateful my child is specifically, I know how to raise my child.
Not like, my child, my child.
My neighbor failed to raise a child. Now he's just in the street. Or now she's just after boys. Now he's just busy taking alcohol at the age of 15. Now he's busy doing just A and B and C. But you don't know what they do behind closed doors. You are not with your child 24 hours. You can be at work. He or she is at school. You know what they are doing at school. You are home. They are in the streets. You don't know what they are doing in the streets. You send your child to school. You don't know what's happening. You know, you are not with your child 24 hours. So don't praise saying my child A, B, and C. No. Not knowing what's happening. Don't judge the book by its cover.
Okay. So, Tuli,
according to what I've searched, one of the challenges is managing a children's behaviors. Meaning sometimes children misbehave, throw traumas, and refuse to follow laws. Parents have to be patient and teach them what is right in the calm and consent way. The other one is balancing time between work and family. Meaning many parents have jobs and responsibility, so they might struggle to spend enough time with children. And this can affect the children's emotional and development if it's not managed well.
So, yeah, you are right, actually, ne? Because some parents, you know, when you are too busy for your kid, ne? That kid might also grow up not knowing you. And it will be a relationship of, like, strangers or sisters or brothers and sisters. Your kid is no longer your kid because you don't pay enough time for child to actually sit down with your own kid and talk to the kid, ne? So
it's exactly, we have 8 minutes to our 3 o'clock, so we still have 38 until we come to the end of our afternoon
breeze.
You can call us in studio on 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today, and that's parenting. The importance of parenting. And also the challenges, don't look at the challenges, you know, of parenting, because obviously everything has a challenge. So nothing runs smoothly. It's always a struggle to get or to achieve or to make sure that you have raised the child the way you want them to be brought up or raised.
Mm-hmm. So one of the very important part of parenting is providing emotional support to the child.
And this, I think, sometimes also this also affects a child's life when they are not supported
emotionally.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the experience where they hardly check up on their kids. You know, you knock off, you are home.
You go straight to bed, come out, you are tired. And then the kid is like, mommy, mommy. TikTok.
So as much as the child is trying to share with you what they are going through, what's happening,
mm-hmm.
you are not there.
Mm.
So what do? You hardly even concentrate to see what are they doing.
You are pushing the kid away.
How was school?
Mm.
What have you learned?
Mm.
And then what are the child's activities after school?
Mm.
Because now that as long as you know that the child went to school, then you are fine.
Mm. Well, how is the kid performing at school?
Very important what the child has knocked off. This is where now they get influenced with some negative thoughts and negative things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have that thing of they have knocked off, as long as the child went to school, you are done. But at least once the child has been knocked off, at least make sure after they have had lunch, if it's lunch, mm-hmm. whatever they do, they rest. After they have rested around 4 o'clock, it's time to do homework. From mm-hmm. homework, it's time to take a bath, if that's what they do. Whatever routine that you have planned for your kids, after the bathing, if it's a cooking, they do the cooking, and then they sleep 8 o'clock, straight 8 o'clock to bed. You know, like for us, my parents were very strict. Once it was 8 o'clock, and we had this routine of after school, you rest a bit. Whether you like it or not, you mm-hmm. have to rest, you mm-hmm. have to sleep. From there, after you have rested around 4, it's homework time. From 4 to 5, it's homework.
Mm-hmm.
Around maybe even to 6, it depends what kind of homework you do have or the activity that you have.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you get a chance to watch TV, but my parents will make sure to see what program you are watching. This is one of the things where parents fail to watch or see what programs their child are watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also the phones that we give to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You don't check what kind of images they are watching on the phone, what kind of things they are doing on the phone. So from there, once it's 8 o'clock after news, straight to bed. You know, so every parent has a routine.
Yeah.
So this is now where some parents fail to have that kind of routine because they are fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they know that she went to school, I know I left with her at 7 in the morning, and I know that by 1 p.m. I called at home, she's back home, he's back home.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are not, maybe you are a self-employed person, you are at home, and you know that she went or he went to school, they came back, it's 1 o'clock or it's 2 o'clock, they are home, that's it, you're fine with it. But mm-hmm. you're not checking up on the child. Sometimes they are going through a lot. A lot happens at school. There's bullying. There's so many things happen then. They are the ones who are bullying or the ones who are being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And now when they knock off, come home, they try to tell you what's happening, you are ignorant, you're like, you're stressing me. Like,
I'm tired.
You feel annoyed. Mm. Like, I'm tired, you are annoying. You know, so you even try to
find... I'm already working full hours to provide for you, but...
You are not trying to get rid of the child because you want to have the peace, you want to have the time to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But then you hardly, at least come home, check up on the child, how are you, how was your day, what have you learned, and all that. Mm-hmm. And then from there, at least the child sees that, no, my parents really care about me. You know, it's really painful. You knowing that you are trying, it's like as if you are not, it's like as if you don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you are a nobody, because this parent, you just make sure that, okay, the lunch box is made,
mm-hmm.
the lunch box is made, the homework book is signed. You don't even check to what is being signed for. You have to sign here. You don't even read. You just sign.
You just sign then because you apparently you are tired.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As long as you sign, as long as you did what you are being asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't take a step into this. What am I signing about?
Mm.
You know, there are some kids who are forging papers, who are making fake papers. When you sign, no, we are sending $100 from school.
Mm.
Then you sign. You see?
Yeah.
So there's so many things where a parent needs to make sure that whatever they get involved in, they are there to play a role emotionally and supporting their child here. Even if it's not your child, So sometimes you feel like, so my child, your sister's child came to school, come from your place going to school. So you'll be like, that's not my responsibility. For me, it's just for him or her to stay in my home. And she must tell the mother.
The mother doesn't even send food, money. Why should I care? Such thing.
Yes, so tell your mother or tell your father. But the child is telling you because you can pass on the message to the parents. Sometimes the child doesn't have a phone. So you tell the auntie that, no, auntie was told auntie at school. She fails to tell the parents. Now as a child, you don't know if your auntie told your parents or she didn't tell them or he didn't tell them. Now you are all there thinking your parents don't care about you. But failing, this third person has failed to pass on the message because she just lets the message end there.
So it's exactly 1 minute to 3 o'clock. And if you are just tuning in now, you are listening to Afternoon Breeze with me, Francina Pavo, and my two co-hosts, Maimbushe and Tuli. We are actually discussing the concept of parenting. And my beautiful parents, if you want to correct us, add more, please do call us on 083-288-401. Please don't hesitate to teach us also. So now, is there a thing called bad parenting? Is there a bad parent? If you look by the look of things, you think there's bad parenting?
Yes, there is. I have seen something like that in our street, whereby this parent raises the kids differently. Her child is not raised the same way she's raising the other child. This child, I've seen one day, she's raising a cousin's child.
Cousin?
Yes. Cousin's child. So, and she has also her own daughter.
Okay, hold on. Good afternoon, Eagle FM. Hello. We lost our caller. Please call back.
To share with us your views and opinion. If you want to correct us, you know, none of us here, we are parents yet. So take us through. If you have anything that you would like to add to what we are saying today or this afternoon. Was I talking or were you talking?
You were talking. Actually, the street thing.
Yes. So, this parent, so they are both girls. The cousin's child is 9 years old, and hers, she's 5 years old. Right. So, this child, she's a very quiet one, a 9 year old one. And her daughter is those hyper ones and this and that. So, she's the ones that are always on the streets and all that. So, something happened whereby she insulted one of the kids. Instead of the mother. This parent comes to that adult house, the lady's house, outside. And then she's like questioning her, why are you letting your child insult me through my child and what or not. And then this is like, I'm not aware of it. We're like, no, it happened, they're all there. And then this child, the 9-year-old one that she's raising, she interfered and said, no, it's true, she said this. And then from there, the parent was like, no, this is not the first time your child is insulting and always says bad words. And she's still young and trying to get her off the street. She's still small and maybe she's picking up the words from the streets. Just trying to correct the lady. And then from there, this lady went back home with her child that was insulted. And then she's now pulling the one that she's raising, the 9-year-old one, like, listen here, whenever you people are talking about my daughter and she said this, stop interfering, you know. She's telling the child, like, don't say anything, keep quiet. But if a child did something wrong, doesn't mean because we are from the same house and you did something wrong, I should cover you, I should protect you. No. So now, And until when? And mind you, she's doing it in front of the child also. This child will take it as, no, what I'm saying, what I'm doing is right. Because now you are scolding the other one in front of two and make a mistake. Rather than calling this one alone and talk to her, no, please, whenever something is being said, keep quiet or something. In a different way. Now you're saying it in front of this one that did the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow the child will still do the same thing. Because of what? Because they know that my mom will always protect me.
Mm.
She was not disciplined. She's just being told, you should stop in certain. She was not beaten. Nothing happened, you know? And this child made it a habit. She's always coming home crying, no, who will beat me? When she goes and questions, why are you beating my child? No, she insulted me. Like, no, it's impossible. Man. You know, such things. Mm. But when this 9-year-old child does this, does a mistake, she gets beaten. She gets beaten and until that child became just someone that's just, even if she wants something, she has the fear of asking, even if the father comes around, because the aunties are related to the father, right?
Oh.
So when he comes around, she's not the father, she's just like this, because she has the fear even to go to her father, because she feels that she really should be shouted at, because even if this small child makes a mistake, she will go to this child. No, why are you letting the child do such things? You know, school, but mind you, this child is still small. Her mind is still, she's still young. Also, she also needs to be corrected.
Mm.
She also needs to be taken through of what's right and wrong. But you cannot be scolding a 9-year-old, 8-year-old child because of what the 5-year-old child did. You're supposed to just scold this one straightforward, or both of them at the same time. Now, whatever this child does, you go to the big one. But she's still small. She's big, but she's still young. This is a 3-year gap between them. But she's still young. You know? So this is where some parents are also doing their best parenting. Because now you consider that I will take care of my child. This one, whatever mistake is
like. But do you feel like that she's actually taking care of her child? Because I feel like in that sense, ne, she's actually teaching the other one how to behave. And now when she's keeping her child, now her child will be ill-mannered. And one of the good days when the child grow up, she will be called at school and be like, yeah, your kid is insulting us with big words. She's suspended. I feel like sometimes you feel like you are mistreating a child, but you are actually raising them to be good kids instead of your own kid that's growing up to be a criminal. So, short break.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of faith.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, this one doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
continue the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle
FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Ego FM, the I.
All right, welcome back. For those that are tuning in, now we are actually listening to Afternoon Breeze with me, Francina Pavo, and my two co-hosts, Mbushe and Tuli. And we are actually just discussing about the concept of parenting. What is parenting? The challenges? Is there anything like a bad parent? Yeah, and those that actually wants to engage with us and educate us more on more about parenting, you can actually call us on 083-288-401. I will be with you until 30 minutes past 3. Please engage with us and teach us more about parenting, because we are also not parents and we are trying to learn. Give us ideas. Tell us, how can I be a good parent? How can I deal with a stubborn child? Do I beat? Do I chain? Do I punch? Do I take to the police? What do I do? Teach me.
But you know, I've seen the ways now, one as a parent, I think that's what we focus on. Ways of how should you raise your child?
Mm.
How should you raise the kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are different ways to raise them. For though it's a challenge, it's still a challenge. Like nowadays, with the social media ongoing and kids that are getting access to phones while they're still young, you know, you find a 5-year-old, 6-year-old child that can go on YouTube.
No, with an iPhone 17.
They go straight to YouTube.
My dear.
And you're not even observing what the child is doing.
Mm.
They have access to all that is happening. The movies that they are watching, you know, instead of watching the ones of PG parental guidance, they are watching the ones that says this is not for the age of, under the age of
18.
So there's so many ways, like I said, that one can now try to raise their kids. Some would threaten them by calling police. Some kids, they fear police officers. And it's worth scaring them. You know, there's some schools that always host such events where officers come to school, take them through, teach them, learn them what are the do's and the don'ts, you know. And with that, obviously, it will help a child. So once you mention the police, they will run away. Like even the child from our house, once she's misbehaving, doesn't want to eat, we say the police is coming. But nowadays, because they are smart, they'll go check if the police really coming. Because they just hear police in the mouth, but they don't see it approaching.
Yeah.
So whenever you see the lights coming, approaching, if you are outside and you see the lights approaching, you go get them, like, yeah, you see the police,
yeah,
all the police will come. So if you are not going to do this today, it will come. Now they are here already. So the child has a fear, you know, but it's still a struggle, because, hey, nowadays kids that are growing,
kids, I feel like nowadays kids are growing up. They are born knowing everything. I feel like it. Mind you, I didn't even know YouTube existed. Now the kids know how to operate it. You don't know how to press on the smartphone.
Yes, but nowadays,
The kid is 6 months, but he's already having an iPad. My dear. But also in their parents, spoiling your kid doesn't mean that you love them. Sometimes spoiling them, you are spoiling them into a spoiled kid that will never know how to work for themselves, how to adapt to other situations. Because when you are spoiling, you are not going to live with that kid forever. Someday the kid is going to go to other people's houses and then they won't know how to adapt.
Sometimes you will die.
There is death.
The school that you have to change
Something.
And you know, some people might even say, no, I'm not going to raise a child. Now, if people get to know that you have a child that's even mental, and something happens to you, or you need your child to go looking for accommodation, they'll be like, no, I'm full. Even if they are not fully occupied, they'll be like, no, our house is full. But sometimes it's not true. It's because of what they heard, or what they have seen or observed in your child. I can't raise this child. You know, there's some people that are impatient. Now, it's you, the child, that's raised up, and some might end up beating because they are short tempered, you know. So, mind how you also raise your child.
Because one day, like, you know, the kid is coming from Windhoek to the north, and they're in the north discussing, cuckoo, I want to play a PlayStation. Now the child doesn't, the cuckoo doesn't know what a PlayStation is now. There is no electricity even. I don't want to touch the hojas. We are eating grass.
Yeah, reminding me of, I think it's the meme or the thing of, I know it's December, junior is at home, and what? Can I let Junior shake it or not? That's what Junior, he just likes this. Junior is crying for the what? Your phone.
Just give Junior.
Such things. No, just let him jump on the bed. Otherwise, he will cry and he will never stop. But it's your fault.
It's your fault.
Because you let this child take it as it's right. It's fine. But, you know, sickness doesn't mean you don't love your child. You're trying to raise your child in a fairly manner so that both sides, even if you are not around or you won't be around, this one won't be difficult. You won't make it difficult for this person. Now you are making things difficult for another parent that's going to take over, or someone that's going to be raising your child when you're not around, or you have left the world, or you have gotten a job in a different town, and because of school, you had to get him or her a different school to go to, or just different reasons to why you have to be separated for those 8-7 months, and then they come for all the holidays and all that. So you have to be sure of how are you raising this child. Are you raising this child fairly, that not only because of your side, but for the other person that to take over of too? Is this child going to be able to be raised well, you know?
So, do you think disciplining a child is abuse? Like when you are beating the child?
It depends on how you're beating the child.
Yeah.
Sometimes a parent might not see that the way they are disciplining the child is in a very abusive way. You feel like when you are chaining the child for a day to the chair, or to the wall, or to a tree, you are punishing them to see that, you know,
stabbing the kid, actually.
Stabbing the kid. So many things are being done. It's like, you know, I think there's this way of grounding a child.
You are grounded.
From maybe even watching TV, from going out of the house, from being on the phone. For you, it's just from school, straight home, eat, sleep, wake up, eat, sleep.
You think our parents think grounding a child is actually fair enough? They feel like she's still fine. She must feel the pain, or he must feel the pain. Because Namibian black parents, in our black culture, those ones were like us when we grew up. My grandmother used to beat us with chains. Now they want to bring their
what used to happen back then to, you know, comparing from what used to happen back then, no more the same.
But I feel like parents also. But do you believe those stories? I walked 17 kilometers to go to school with no shoes.
It could be true.
Can it be?
Who are we to say it's true or not? We weren't there.
Sometimes they want to scare us also.
We weren't there, so we can't judge. I mean, we can't debate with them about this because we weren't there. Unless maybe it was like images or pictures, or you know, the way they used to show when it's during Casino Day or Heroes Day, the way they played the videos of how war was and all that.
But are people walking 17 kilometers, you guys?
It could be true. You won't understand because you haven't went through that. But once, if you go, you know, it's the same thing as me. Once you become a grown parent, once you are in your 30s to 40s, and you are trying to explain to a child, not when I was your age, when I used to go to university, I'm renting. I can go for 2 days
without
just drinking water and eating instant porridge or just a noodle, but then, eating nothing.
But that doesn't exist, bruh.
Because you went through it. So you obviously know how it feels because you went through it. Now, as you're going to tell this child, they might believe you or they might not believe you because you have no proof of here it is. You have no proof of you went through the most to be who you are today. Yes, okay. But if it's a possible way by you take pictures and videos of the way you are living your life when you're going to university or becoming who you want to become or who you've become now, then you can also do it so you can show to them as evidence also, you know, action speaks louder than words. So at least when you provide to them, like, here's the pictures, look how thin I was, look how, yes. Same thing as war. If there was no videos and images of the Kasinga and all this, you think we would believe that there was really war. You wouldn't believe it because of the videos that we are being shown on TV and everything that we see on social media, we now believe that yes, it was true or it is true, like this really happened and all that. But now you won't believe because you are not there.
Yeah.
My parents say, no, I used to go with a torn shirt to school and walking barefeet to school.
My dear.
You'd be like, ah, this person is trying to scare
Is that possible? We but used to.
It could be possible because things went there back then.
Okay, we actually have 10 minutes left. And for those that are only tuning in now, you are listening to The Afternoon Breeze with me, Francina Pavo, and my co-hosts, Tuli and Mambushe. My dear parents, please educate us by calling in on 0832-888-401. 0832-888-401. Because as we are also just talking according to our knowledge, we've never been parents. We are trying to be good parents also in the future. So please do call in, engage with us, educate us also. And the ones that are actually upcoming adults and parents, they also want to hear. What do you think about parenting? What is a good parent? How to be a good parent? How to raise them? How can I raise a well-behaved kid? There is nothing like a perfect child, but at least there are those kids that were like, you are like, you can present them and then everyone will be like, that is a good child. We also want to raise those ones. Please teach us.
Honestly, behind a good child's raise, well, was a struggle.
It was a struggle.
I feel like it was a whole smooth, how did they raise the child? It's so easy, it's so simple, it's so bad. I don't know what this parent went through to get this child straight. Some never even thought that this child would get straight, like would be able to be someone that's well behaved, well mannered. You know, so it's something that requires one to be strong also.
Yeah.
You're not someone that gives up easily, someone that just
yeah, because we have seen parents that actually gave up on their own kids. They're like, oh, I'm tired. You must just go out there and fend for yourself.
But sometimes, as a parent, you feel that you are failing. You feel like you are failing. You know, sometimes, also as a parent, you also need assistance. Because now they're trying to raise this child, and they see that, sure, I don't think I'm able to do this anymore. I don't think I'm able to continue raising this child. Because this child is giving me high blood pressure, this child is giving me so much stress and all that. I don't know what to do. But then, as a parent, obviously you obviously like ask someone to come in for you, like, please help me. I'm struggling. I have tried this and this, but I feel like I'm still failing. Could you please help me in terms of this? Could you please help me? Where am I going wrong? You know, therapy.
There's something called therapy also.
So as a parent, you can go for therapy also and just listen to what they are saying and just see also where you are going wrong. And also you bring onto the table what you have done. So this person can also help. You know, if you are open. open enough to speak of what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Why are you saying you are failing?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going wrong? And also for you just to understand, just to ask, where am I going wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I have tried this. And if you know that you feel like, okay, therapy is not going well for me, or there's no solution to me, try to ask someone like, no, guys, I'm going through this. Can you perhaps take over and try to raise this child? That's why you find some because you know if you know that you are weak enough, they send the kids to their grandparents because they know grandparents will be able to raise this child because of they went through what you went through, but you may be still a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You may be still young and you are failing to. You know sometimes you are a soft person and you feel like the way you are raising your child.
Junior Japo.
Yes.
Ah, one go to Junior.
Such things. Mm. You are trying to now apparently discipline Junior, stop it.
Mm.
Maria,
stop it.
Stop doing that.
Stop it.
I'll beat you now.
I will not. If you don't stop it, I will not buy you pizza for dinner. That's parenting nowadays.
And if Junior will beat you, or Maria will beat you. Maria,
then you'll be like, shut up, mom.
But you're not doing it.
You beat me.
They even take a shoe and can beat you for that matter. So sometimes you need to be a little bit, scare them a bit. Just for them to have the fear of, yo, I did this. Today is today. I won't hear the end of it from my parents today. Because you know that you did something big. Now it's just something small you did to you. Okay, something big, it's not shaking you. You are just fine. It's
You know what was us when we grew up, ne? Especially me when I grew up, when I was growing up actually. You know when I do something wrong, ne? I know I'll go get that beating.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that day was a weekday and I'm going to school and I did something wrong, maybe in the morning. Now when I'm coming back from school, we had that belief Moshawi to Reduko Shirak. Apparently, they are not going to beat you. That's how scared we were. Nowadays kids, mommy, if you beat me, I'm going to report you to dad.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even the way these parents are actually, raising the kids, knowing like, if mom does something wrong, a dad is going to beat her, you know? They're actually breaking our own kids without knowing. Sometimes we should be a little bit harsh and scary because one day is one day.
Changing the tone is something that because, you know, you'll feel embarrassed, you know? You'll be embarrassed seeing the way your child is being. You know, these kids, they behave all sort of, you feel like your child is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Go in public with your child or go to a family event, and then they do something, it's when you'll be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll be like, yo, guys, you even want to go under the ground. Go under the ground.
Junior took somebody's week off.
Or if you were a snail, you wish you could go back into your shell so that no one can see you because you'll be so much embarrassed. And if you always will be asked, whose child is
this? Mm, whose child is this?
You know, for example, you give a child something. Let me say it's food.
Mm.
It's a wedding or family event.
Mm-hmm.
You give a child food, they hit the plate on the floor like, I don't food with no meat.
Mm.
Mm? Or there's just a one piece of meat. Or there's a small piece of meat. They hit the plate on the floor. And then they start, you know, kicking the sand, all angry, crying. You see? Now you're all embarrassed.
Mm.
You're looking around you're looking around yourself off to, people are doing it to me. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know what to say. Because you are all embarrassed of what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whose fault is this?
It's your fault.
Because how? You failed to correct the child is doing such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You beat.
Yeah.
Don't beat now. You take a belt and beat.
There's a kind of beating. There's a disciplinary beating.
If you take a shoe, you beat on the buttocks or on the legs. You know, nowadays you won't beat the child anyway.
You are not going to take a whole chain and beat the child.
Just
you
get
a shoe.
Or a belt, but don't be too much. You're hitting all over like you're hitting
a dog.
So at least try to take a shoe, smack the child on the stomach, in the stomach on the buttocks. And then maybe punish the child like, okay, because you did this, this whole week you're not eating meat.
Okay.
So they will learn, they will at least learn something from it. They will know that this is something wrong. They'll even know that the moment they're just about to do it, to click or come into their mind that, yo guys, this is something, I remember last time I did this. I had
a beating of my life.
Yes. So,
we have one minute to go. Let's round up. Okay. Now, as we are rounding up now, you guys, my dear beautiful parents, let's raise our kids in a manner that we are actually thinking about tomorrow. Eh? Because we are not always the tomorrow. Not spoiling your kid doesn't mean you don't love them. Spoil them, but don't spoil them to an extent that they won't be able to live at another person's house. Ne? And actually don't beat the kid with, hard wood. Maybe a plucky will do. Ne? And then don't be too soft. Kama, yeah, if I beat my kid, I'll go to jail. What if my kid? No. Sometimes be African, be a Namibian parent, and discipline the child. Because one day, you are gonna be called at school, and the things you are gonna hear, you are not gonna like them. Or you are at school, you went for a parents meeting, and then all of a sudden the people, the teachers are saying, the following parent must stay behind because their kids are not behaving. And then you'll be one of the parents and you'll be embarrassed, ne? What do you have to say, Mbusha?
My last words to the parents and upcoming parents and parents and listeners. It's December, like I said at the beginning.
December, man.
It's Decembering, and it's Christmas Eve, so it's Christmas Day. And I know everyone now is at home, busy planning on slaughtering a goat, you know, and the kids are home, the kids are being called for Christmas to their grandparents home. There's so many things happening today and tomorrow, and also the following day is family day and all that.
Yeah.
And kids are involved. So whatever, you know, use that opportunity, even if the child is just there for a day or two, discipline them. You know, you are a parent for those 2 days or 3 days, or that week, or that month, or this month. Train them whatever way you can do, so at least they also pick up something when they are there. So when they go back to where they are going to, they will also take it along to go. Also, you know, kids can also parent each other. They can also teach it. Like no, don't do that because they are healthy. You know, someone, this child can also go help the other child and all that. So let's try to discipline the kids. Let's try to be a parent, not only to your own kids that you have birthed to, but to other kids, because you are a parent in any way, even your own kids. So let's take care of them. Let's correct them where they are wrong. And let's not make them consider whatever they are doing as something right. But wherever they are wrong, make sure you correct them. And even if you have punished them, after the punishment is over, sit down with this child and like, tell them, my dear child or my dear grandson or my dear niece or nephew, I love you so much. What I'm doing is because of A and B and C. You will understand as you are growing up and this. As you have done that, that child will know that, no, my parent loves me, but they just have to do this because what I have done is something really, really wrong. So from me, Francine Nidengwa, it was great having this conversation and sharing it with the Eagle FM listeners. And I hope you guys enjoy your Christmas Eve and your Christmas Day. Have a wonderful Christmas. We shall meet again tomorrow, same time, same place. And this, of course, on Eagle FM, your number one self-radio station, and on the same frequency. So continue listening to the next programs, which will be Perfimbo with Matthias from 3:30 to 5:30.
Keep listening tomorrow, guys. You must listen to Afternoon Breeze. Thank you. Ciao, ciao. Adios.